Shirantes Bay Sivan Hitov Shalom and Zayim, May 19, 1977 on Thursday.
So there the Gemara that the Mawe says. So if one carries out a child, a Shabbos, and he has something on his neck, so he's chayiv mishum kis. Tinik nes mikis tolu b'tzavoy, but tinik chayiv mikis tolu b'tzavoy, chayiv mishum kis. So we chayiv nami mishum tinik. So let him be the chayiv mishum tinik. Rabbi Kerav Nosses here. Yom ha-chayiv is esatz. So Gemara says that the reason is why he's not chayiv is because he uses Rav Nosson. That means a contraband of Rav Nosson. If somebody is made a child, a baby, so he's chayiv. But here Gemara says that Rav Nosson made it to Rav Nosson in regard to Adam. Ve'imer Ashbo the cotton kibheim Adam the mishavit nafsh. Now here definitely cotton doesn't mean before bar mitzvah. I mean, what is bar mitzvah to do with this? It doesn't depend upon the halacha of cotton or cotton. So he says that cotton can barely go by the mishavit nafshel because he stifles himself. So what does it mean? Cotton means one who is not rid of the raglo by itself. That kind of a cotton, a very young child that is not rid of the raglo, so that kind of a cotton has the same din like a behemo, that we shavet nafshaye, so we may like according to Rabbonu of Nosin, we don't say chamise satsmei, but according to Rabbonu, so even by behemo, you say chamise satsmei. But definitely, it doesn't mean cotton before bamit. Ach koshalo, the fake mefan in Tanya, we dat in behemo chayeve bechotzer, avaloi beshus harabim. So the halacha is that bechotzer, where there is no shayla, is a mitzoy. The chotzer has mechitzes, but the shayla is of mukt. If balchai is mukt, I mean, balchai, you're not allowed to be mitalkel in balchai, cat or dog, and shabbos in the house, because it's mukt. It's mukt that the chotzer emitted. So even according to Rav Shimon, he says Mukzeh is Muteh, but Mukzeh lechotzer lemideh, Rav Shimon is made. So you're not allowed to be mitalkel bechotzer, but to be midabi the behemo, let's say to hold on to behemo, bechotzer, so then and the behemo walks by itself in the chotzer, so that is Muteh because he's not mitalkel. But so midadi behemachayim in the chotzer, avonu b'shisarabi. Why not b'shisarabi at all when you are midadi? The behemo, so then the behemo walks by itself. But you hold down to the behemo and you enable the behemo to walk. The answer is because of Isaiah. If we allow him to be midadi the behemo, b'shisarabi, so maybe he'll pick up the behemo and he'll carry the behemo. But yisho midadi to is not b'shisarabi. So a woman can be mitadeit her child, which is a rabbi. In other words, mitadeit means that the mother holds on to the two hands of the baby, and then the baby keeps on walking. Once the mother holds on to his hands, so then the baby keeps on walking. So even though the baby has not reached that level of being able to walk al haklo by himself, by herself, by itself, so still the mother is allowed to be midadit, the child. So Pir Rishon Sohn, we contrast, Yibei Ma Bishas Rabi Moi Shema Yadbenu Min Oretz. So then there will be Nisa Mitzoy, Uspa Mikra Bolon Mirab Nos, Di Mechai, Avo Dno, Ina Me Mad Balei, Ho Biodom, so why aren't we gazing here? Why aren't we gazing here by Dno also, that the mother should be allowed to be Medadi the child, in the Rishis Arabi, as long as a child is not able to walk by itself, we're like, no. The answer is, because as soon as a child is able to make footsteps, even though it's not even a rakmo, that's not. So there is no Issa Mitzoy. So we already applied the aloche of Chayim Yisrael Tzatz. I would know in Name Magli or the Bodo Midr Abono, the Chayim Yisrael Tzatz. So we see that even vis-a-vis child who is not a rabbi, who can only make footsteps when the mother holds on to his both hands. So there is no Yisrael in the Raisi, even if the mother would carry it up, carry the baby on the shoulders. So, how can we reconcile the Gemara in the Shnei when the Gemara says, with that price in period of time? Now, so Tesis doesn't have anything. But here, you have Saiteretz mentioned in the brackets. Now, who put it in? The Mashal put it in. The Mashal put it in. Vishemora Ahud, the Pirit Neitev, Ayre Betinit Benyim. The Mashal put it in, but it's not an integral part of Tesis text. The Mashal put it in. In other words, so the Mashal is saying something very strange. He says that Perek Neitev, so it deals with a baby that is one day old. Why did Mashal have to say a baby that is one day old? I mean, Tezes didn't mention it. So in other words, the Mashal put it in. So why did he have to put in Tinit Meyeme? Let's say that the Mashal found a certain taste. Mashal didn't, Me'atzme, from his own mind, put it in, what he found. So then the question arises, why after Tinit Meyeme? All that taste had to say, that the Mashal had to say is, Vishemo Ahud Beferet Meiteo, Aire Bitine Cheine Meitilachas Umaniachas. They are what says, Huyisho. So the Mishnah says, and something Rabbi Yehuda says, Daf Kufchofches, turn to the mark, Daf Kufchofches. Oh, Kevin is a salif neyafrechim. The first Mishnah, Daf Kufchofches, on the text. Kevin is a salif neyafrechim. Kini sheyali, v'yeh, tam yele sheboho, v'yichin eiso, achet ikonis. But you're not allowed to hold down to her. To hold down to her. That you're not allowed to do. Why not? After all, you're not without it. Because the answer is, because the Tanigele is Mikvi and Afshi. So when you hold down to her, so then it lifts itself. So then, so by holding down to the Tanigele, you're in effect without the Tanigele. So that's why Tanigele, you can only be there, but you cannot be Midadi the Tanigele. Midadi the Nagoli Mishoch, Isho Morido is not. Omar Abiyude, in the side is man shu neite lachas, uminiach achas. Abu Meyegere, osa. Here osa. Neite lachas, uminiach achas. Isho midal tezno, ich hazose bisre, iso of nachiro, umsayate, gu uminiach ago veilich. Shene iso Abiyude says, when is it in the terra, shene lachas, uminiach achas. Shehatineik, minias ago, tishiniach achas, magbiachas. Abu Tire osa, mishne says. So Abiyude says in so many words, that it's only there if the baby can make footsteps. So all that the Mashal had to say was, Vishemo Ahud, Birk Neitel, Ayre Bitinik, Shemi Neiklachas Miyachas. Why the Tesis have to say that the Birk Neitel, Ayre Bitinik Miyemi, Dafke Tesis emphasizes, Dafke one day old baby, not 2 day old baby, 1 day old baby. Why Dafke 1 day old baby? He could have said, he can be a year old and he cannot make footsteps. So many children, when they are a year old, they cannot make footsteps. Why did they say So there is a reason as to why the Mashal put in, formulated that way, Dakta Tinubiyele, because there is a sphere. Now, takes this in Rav Elazar de Mille, at the beginning of Rav Elazar de Mille, that put Vamed of Dalet. So Rav Elazar Shita is that Machshit and Shev Shal Asi, so Me'er of Shabbos, so he's Deich HaShabbos. According to Rav Elazar, of course, we don't pass like Rav Elazar. But according to Rav Elazar, so a male is allowed to carry the Yizemah, Derech Yishus HaRabim on Shabbos. Because it's machshirim, true, he could have prepared it before Shabbos, he could have left it in the house of the tinnik before Shabbos, so it's machshirim, Shev Shal Asim, some Erev Shabbos, but that's also the Yechash Shabbos. So Rav Elazar Emir, in the Yechash Erev Shabbos, in the Yechash Shabbos, we could. Alright. So this is the Kashi, Vim Teima, that put Vamed on Vamed. Vim Teima. Vim Teima, Vim Teima, Vim Teima, Vim Teima, Vim Teima, Vim Teima, Vim Da chayim is a satzme. So teis says the kash. Two Rav Elazar holds that machshirim shefasis erev Shabbos b'chayim Shabbos. Only if it's indispensable. But if it's not indispensable, so then Rav Elazar would be made at his osir. It's not indispensable. He has to be malt tinnik. And if he prepared the zemel before Shabbos, there is a way. Let him. Who says that the male? The zemel should be brought to the tinnik. Let the male carry the tinnik to the place where the zemel is. The zemel happens to be in his own house. It's not in the street. So let the male carry the tinnik on Shabbos to the house where the zemel is, and that will be involved in his tzoria because Chani is atzme. Chani is atzme. Now the question is, but it's only 8 days old. The imamile. If he shall leave his manu, so then it's not Yechash Shabbos. So obviously, Rav Elazar has referenced the mila of his manu. So it's only the 8th day. The tinnik is only there on the 8th day. So, on the 8th day, so there is no chayis esatzmei. No chayis esatzmei. So that's why the Marshal couldn't say, Vishemo ahudi b'feir knete. Feir knete l'ayre b'tinnik shimunit l'achas m'yachachas. Because we see that according to Teisa Shite, the Ayah of Chaim Yitzhi Satzme applies with the right say, even to an 8-day-old baby. So how can we answer the Kashe from the more in detail? So we have to say, more in detail, the more it says, Rabbi Kerem Nosses Yirabei. So his reference to Tilmini, now so you'll ask, yes, what is it?
I know it's not from Sabbath, but the fact that Tosfos, the next line says, and afterwards will have to return to his child, who is like Kofos. That's
his status.
He should have said, but that's only Rav Nassi. You don't have to come out to Kofos and like a Kofos. Maybe he means only Rav Nassi. So that's why it's kind
of... No! Yeah, I mean, so... In other words, the taste is Gomeshad. Taste is the Kasha, we will have a first. Right? It's possible. Anyway, but the Mashal didn't like that. I mean, the tasteless. The tasteless goes on. I mean, of course, you can say that the tasteless goes on. Alright, but Mashal didn't like that because I thought tasteless goes. So tasteless should limit his Kasha according to the Nos. I'll leave it at the Nos. You see, so the Mashal assumed that since Tesis doesn't limit his kashin, Alim the Rabnosin, so that means that Tesis is saying Alim the Pula on it, even Alim the Rabbanon of Rabnosin. So because of that, of course you can say that. So because of that, the Mashal put in Tinibayin. Now you ask, what difference does it make? 1 day old baby or 8 days old baby, there is a difference. You find many babies when they are weak old, so when the mother leaves them in one end of the crib, you'll find that after a few hours, even though the mother, no one has approached the baby, at the other end of the crib. That means, how did he come to that? From one end of the crib to the other end of the crib? Obviously, crept the baby. So for a 1 week old baby, the progress that the baby makes between 1 day and 1 week is tremendous. It's tremendous. So the male, because so an 8 day old baby, so then he can already creep. If he can creep in the crib, it doesn't the number of inches or feet that the baby can creep by itself is not important, as long as he can make motion, as he can creep. So Mashem came one day old baby. So a baby cannot, one day old baby cannot three people in the clip. So the Mashal says that the Gemara in detail has reference to a tinnitbe. But this is the Mashal for it. And there are many who are chilek on that. They are chilek on the Mashal. It's not part of the Tesis, they say, and they are chilek on that. So then Tesis doesn't give any cash. Alright. Now, didn't give any tact. Now let's see the mir. So that means, so now the question that according to Tesis, sheep in the Blessed Mille, so the halacha of Chaylei Satzne applies to a baby who can walk. Now most Rishonim say that the halacha of Chaylei Satzne applies only to a baby that can make footsteps. Even though it's not here before, but at law, so you already apply the halacha of Chaylei Satzne. But suppose the baby can walk, but cannot make footsteps even when the mother holds out to both hands. It can still not make footsteps, then the right said there is a chiyuv pitzoye, according to Rabbanan Abanos. And that's the shita of Moshe Shem. Now, where do they get that shiur of being able to make footsteps? Because of that Mishnah, in Mifanin of Rabbi Yude. Isha Midodadah is no Omer Rabbi Yude, Emisai Bizman Shiur Neitil Achas, Umini Achachas, Abel Moyogei is also, but if you cannot make footsteps, so that means, so how are you midadik? If you cannot make footsteps, so what's the purpose of the midadik? So in other words, when the mother holds on to the hands of the baby, so then the baby is nigra al dariyata. If the mother does not hold on to the hands of the baby will not even be nigra. But when the mother holds on to the baby, the baby will. So then it's osa. Then it's osa. So Rashi says, "Gir osa mipnei shem seize." So it's mashma from Rashi's lashon. In other words, that in such a case, the mother will be higher in shemitzoy too if she does it in the rishus rab. Mipnei shem seize. In other words, it doesn't make any difference whether the mother carries the baby that on the shoulders or he carries it by holding on to his hands and pulling it. Yeah, as long as the baby cannot make footsteps. So in effect, the mother, by holding on to his hands, to the baby's hands, pulls the baby. So that's carrying. What difference does that make? How the baby is carrying. Alright. So from that, a number of Rishonim point out, the Rambam, the Rashba, that the halacha of Chaylei Satzne depends upon the level of being able to make footsteps, even though he's not Yochel HaHalavra. So, and that's probably the sheet of Moshe Hashem. The Chaylei Satzne, by Odom, according to Rabbanan Avraham Yossi, depends upon the ability to make footsteps. There is a sheet of the Balam Moyer, and the Balam Moyer is here. The Balam Moyer says that even if a baby is able to make footsteps, even if a baby is able to make footsteps, so still, if the baby is not in the raglo, so there is a chiyuv mitzvah with the rice. So then the question arises, why does the braise say, now the braise, the goy, Midadadim, as a name of Chayavet Bechotze. But the issue is Midadadim. So Rashi explains it. Why? So in other words, only Bechotze, where it's a question of Tilpul Mukti. But Bechotze Rabbi, you're not allowed to be Midadadim. Why aren't you allowed to be Midadadim? Because of Ezeire, maybe if we allow a person to be Midadadim, the name of Bechotze, I mean Bechotze Rabbi, so then she might be led, the person might be led into carrying it. So why don't we make the same tzeire regarding medabes no? If we allow the mother to medabes and no, maybe we'll carry it. So the answer is, even if we carry, so Rashi says, there is no isyan, because since the baby is able to make footsteps, there is no isyan tzoy midaraise, because chayim is a satsme. But so that's all right if we say that the din of chayim is a satsme is contingent upon the ability of making footsteps. But the Balamoya says it's not contingent upon the ability of making footsteps. So the Balamoya now in Perikneitim, the 21st pair underneath the Balamoya, Rabbi Kabnosis theory, the Omar. The Omar, Chaim is a Satsi, the Pirka Matsviya Omar Robe, Atul Etim Rabbonon, Ad Kal with Vig Rabbonon, Ali Rabnosin, Ali Beba Chaya Bey, Yishu Shabu Nav Shai, Ad Rodom, the Chaim is a Satsi, Atul Rabbonon, Vyesh Lema, Ki Tivik Shene Rogi Lahal Lila Drago, Ki Beba Chaya Bey, Yishu Shabu Nav Shai. That's the Shia, not making footsteps. Ushmas Lema, the less allowed time is Shepherds of Arab Rav Shlema Zal, Rashi, Befir the family. The perush for Yisho Medarid is not a human Yisho Rabbi. The name Magdol Echai is a Satsmi. The Ochel Yikim Yosom. The Bodo Medo Rabbono Rab Nosim. Eru Dibre Aram. The Kashi Alei. Ho De Rove De Hoche Nishmai Tse Azra Rab Nosim. Veloi Ke Rabbono. Vihim Bodo Lema Shaze Atini Komo Tanu Kotu Shem Tani Shegir Raglei Vene Meite Lachas Vemiyach Achas. Vemiyach Achas. Apparently, I mean, there was a sheet that knew in Kein Arizik Kokus. So the Balamoya Shite is that the child that is only able to make footsteps but cannot walk the raglov by himself, so has the same thing as Kokos. Kokos. V'afilu bodom shenidei zeyat atzmei. Kokos man shen Kokos. V'fichos nirali tam eise ha-mishno v'raise shishonim. Ho yisho medalit ez no. Kalu sheitu l'chachonim. Mishim tzanet itinik sholi gozru. Boy, you should make us rabble, which is a rabble. He shapes a bottle with him a high wall. So he says another chat. The law of Hanis is absent, the law don't depend upon the ability to walk the rabble by himself. So, but if the baby is only making footsteps on the world, such a baby if it's carried on the shoulders, you are higher. So then you ask, so why is there, does the price distinguish between the David and him a higher way? Only the chotzer, which is a rabbi, not because of the zere, if we allow him to be midavit beimo, he might be led into carrying, so there is a zere. And why don't we make the zere regarding midavit ishom ladet no? So he says, because of tzare be yinuke. So the chachonim were not being zere by the itinik. They're not being zere. So the melech, so the Mishnah says that the mother is allowed to be midavit. But only to be midadi. So when midadi, even though the aloha of Chaim is a satsme doesn't apply, but when you are midadi the child, so then you only activate, you only enable the child to walk by himself by holding onto his hands. Then you don't carry. But if the mother were to carry the same baby that makes the footsteps on her shoulders, then it should be high machines. So we have three shittas. We have three shittas. One shita is the shita of tetzves that kuflamed, that aloch of chayim is a satsme depends upon the ability to be geireya, to be geireya. And mimele, even a teenager in shmina yom, so that can creep a little in the crib, so mimele already applied aloch of chayim is a satsme. Then we have the shita of most shame, that it depends upon the ability to make footsteps, and then Ramban, Rashbo, Rashi. And then we have the sheet of the Balamoya. We have the sheet of the Balamoya, and the Balamoya sheet is that it depends upon the ability to walk the right. All right. Now let's see the meal. הקוטן, יהי שייקום שתינה כי בהימו, וחי ונעשה, ויהי צלהם כן ממה שאי שבסוג יזו על מה שאומרו עליהו, יהודם חי עתו רבון המדי, So this is what Kesu says in the very beginning, here. Udas Rabbono Chaya. Umikomo came to Ishmi Tarzim, but then there is another Shit. So Yom Oil and Afchad in Yilzim. When the Gemara says, Rabbi Kramnos is the Relay, so it's only like Afchad in Yilzim. Kalei Marafil Utim Tzaleima, Sheneach Niko Rabbono. Biodom, Ani Sebi Akrev Nos. Umikomo came to Ishmi Chachomim, Avbitinei, Vichein Aloche, Viyesh Peskim Chani, Sesatzmei, Avbeimo Chayimei, Vein Yireh. So he mentions, now the Rambam passes, the Rambam and it's Mashma, the Tur and Shochanoruch also passes like Rabbonon Prognosis, that Aloch of Chayim is a Satzme applies only to another, not to other Chayim. But he merely says there are Rishayim who pass like Prognosis, even though usually, so Yochid the Rabbi, Malochid the Rabbi, but here, because the Gemara says, Chobik Prognosis, so they say that Aloch is like Prognosis. So that means that Aloha Pani Satsma applies to other Balachai. Who filled me funny is Chabwad, is Rachabwad. So Pirik Mifanim. So Hamitzit Tini Chayv Kistol Mitzavore Chayv Shil Kis. Mipnei Shil Bate La Kis Seitz La Tini. Vareyu Ki Mishehitz Es A Kis Yodai Vla Tini. Im Yitziei. Vichem Ki Chayv. Shineimu Im Yitini Chayv Yitz Es Atzim. שעתיני כי באים, עוד אצלי גמור אין איתי, לא אתם תרק מלאים. ואפילו נניח חד או יחס מגלם. ויש מפורשי, so in other words, so he mentions, שנאים לי ביתיני כחי מייצץ עצמי, שעתיני כי באים, ואפילו נניח חד או יחס מגלם. That's the shit of the Balamoye. ויש מפורשי, that's the shit of Blue Israel Shady. שאם עתיני כפי כלייחד, הוא נניח איך עוד פוטר, אבל בעבוסי בחייקי. וכבר קופסבנו בפרק המצניע או פרק מפעם. פרק מפעם. All right, that's one meal. Then this is in Perek Nei. Isha Morigos no, that now that's merely in Perik Mifan. That could for press. What the Lima Shayel is a say this Reiso, whom you will Hosea have the Shisarat, the Apopishi Ish Birshash, Haboye Baboye, Luigos from Mizarat. Whose Pshat is that? Is the Matamoyas Pshat. Upirish Rabude, Dabke, this man Shinik Lachas Miniachas. What the Lima Shatinik Mini Rabu Achas, Uminiachas. Abu Rigadu Reyos. We got a yos. Ugdele Rabori Miforshi, Pirito Itzatinik in Tishab, that's Rashi. Shaaf in Yobil Adbi and Nisi Esatzi. We had Vorim Matmi, Vadvorim Matmi, Shaarim Vilk Neite Roma Bin Robic Ramnosis Virale. Aume Kotinik in Yochelela Bragwa, Hareyo Kibheim Achayavei, Vihubi Machlekes, Valochik Rachol. Elo Shatan Nirek Moshkisati. In other words, the Sundiri is naked to the Shita of the Balamoy. Not to the sheet of Moses Hashem. Mikomo came, yesh before si meishi shal perik neitil, betilik shen neitil rak le'achas klal. Now I ask, why does the Marshal have to put in? Maybe the Gemara neitil has, the Gemara neitil has reference to etinik b'yeme? He could have said, the Gemara neitil has reference to etinik that is not neitil achas or meniach achas. Not the Gemara achas. The answer is because this is the sheet of she does not put one. But the merely mentions is this Rishayim. So they answer the kasha from the Gemara in the Eitel, the Trovik Ramnosis Yerlei, Because there he deals, Rabbi has referenced the tinnik that he's not able to make footsteps. Not able to make footsteps. So in other words, so then, but that's in line, that can be said according to the Shem, you say that the, well, that the level for Chaim Nisi Esatzme is Niklachas and Niachachas. But not according to Lamoya. Now the Miri agrees with the Shite, with the Shite Baal. Now, Rashi Dach Kuf Chof Ches. Rashi Dach Kuf Chof Ches on the base, in explaining to you the Avon when you give a Roser, so Rashi says, why is give a Roser? Mipnei Shem Isose. Mipnei Shem Isose. Because when the mother holds on to the hands of the baby, and the baby cannot even make footsteps, so in effect, what does the mother do? It's not that the mother helps the baby walk by itself. If the baby can make footsteps, so by holding on to the hands, the mother is only a geire, only is a misayeya. The baby to walk by itself, but the walking is done by the mother. Not, the mother is not caring. But if even when the mother holds on to the baby's hands, so the baby cannot still not make footsteps. So how does he move if he cannot make footsteps? Obviously, the mother in effect pulls the baby. So it's masse, what difference does it make whether you carry on your shoulders or you pull on the floor? So Rashi says, "Mipnei Shem Isose." Now this is what Rashi says. Now let's see what the Rambam and the Rif says. Now, the Ran and the Reef, it's Daf Nun Aleph on the base in the Reef. So, there on top. The Yisho Mi Davido is Bo, Afiyo Goshu Sarabi, Voche Name, Voche Yise Bimbo, Mahay Mekayme Mishu Yiname Magbele, Leke Yisure, De Reise, Di Godo Meidam Le Rabonu Le Rabnosen, Di Chai Neise Esat. So that's like Rashi's explanation. Avoli Mo Yogere, Ose, Vichein Hilchis, דחימי שהוא קוטון כל כך שאין יהיה לו גרר. Now what is how does Rashi explain? Because if he's קוטון כל כך, that even when the mother holds out to his hand, he still is unable to make footsteps. So Mimele, so how does he move? By the mother pulling him. So that's it. It's like pulling, let's say, what difference does it make whether you pull a baby on the Karkarish Rabbi, or you pull an inanimate object on the Karkarish Rabbi? So he says, but the Ram doesn't say that. So in Avon Megero, Osea Vichem Yilchese, Vichem Shu Koton Kolkach, She'ini Yalo Geire, Loi Meidele Rabboron Rabnos. What's the Meidele Rabboron Rabnos? What has it to do with Rabbonon and Rabnosi? It's nothing to do with Rabbonon and Rabnosi. Because since the baby, even when the mother holds on to his hands, does not make footsteps, so that means that the mother pulls him. So Rashi says, so Mimele, the mother in effect is carrying him. So he says something else. The Chimi Shu Kotten Kolkach, She'eni Yalo Geire, Yalo Meidele Rabbonon and Rabnosi. So the Yom Rabbe, Kanei Rachayim, and the Mamma Mordechai, so they both say the Mishnah Berura mentions in their name. I mean what they say. So the Pshat in, so they say that this Ram is chilik on Rashi's Pshat. He is chilik on Rashi's Pshat. That Rashi, according to Rashi, so the reason is why Geirer is Osir. Because Geirer is considered carrying, since the baby does not make footsteps, even when the mother holds on to his hands. So that means he's being moved by the mother pulling him, so it's a real itzoye. So it's the Ram, Shita is not like that. The Ram Shita, so the Yo Rabbi says, that the Ram is Chelik on Rashi. And the Ram Shita is that it's not considered a cap. Even though the Ram certainly agrees with Rashi Shita, that the criterion whereby we determine is whether a child is in this esatzmi or not is the level of being able to make footsteps, but if the child has not reached that level of being able to make footsteps, even though it already has reached a level of weeping, but falling, so then it's not chayim sesatzmei. And if somebody will carry such a child on the shoulders, so it will be chayim chatos. So that's only when you carry a child that is only able to crawl, not to make footsteps on your shoulders. So then we don't say chayim sesatzmei. So yachayim. Masheikin here, the Ramchite is that if the mother holds on to the hands of the baby, and then now the child is unable to make footsteps, but the child is able to crawl. The child is able to crawl. So, but when the mother doesn't hold on to the hands of the baby, then it will take him a very long time to cover to traverse distance by crawling. Masheikin, when the mother holds on to the hands of the baby, so that enables the baby to crawl at a higher speed. So let's say, without the mother holding on to the hands of the baby, so maybe the baby will cover 10 inches every 5 minutes. And when the mother holds on to the baby, so it will cover maybe 50 inches every 5 minutes. But in effect, as a result of the mother holding on to the baby, so that means that the baby is falling. The baby is falling. Now, when the baby is falling, so the mother cannot be higher. But if the mother holds on to him, the mother holds on to the hands of the baby. So according to the Rashi, so it's considered its own. It's considered like dragging an inanimate object on the car. But according to the Ran, the Rabbi says, no. Since the baby, if the baby is a tinek be'ene, it wouldn't even crawl, and the mother would, you hold down to the hands of the baby and pull the baby, then it's mamish dragging the baby. But the baby is able to crawl. It can crawl a whole day. But so even without the mother holding down to the hands, it can crawl. So mainly when the mother holds down to the hands of the baby, all the movement results from the crawling of the baby. And the mother is only a gayer, it's only a helper. That's all. In enabling the baby to move, to cover distance, through crawling. So in Mele, that's why the Ram doesn't say like Rashi here, the Hagelikinese. But he says, so why is it Osea? So it should be Mutea even if the baby is unable. So he says, because in regard to such a baby who is unable to make footsteps, the Rabbon Malak made it on us. Anak Meditranos. As a matter of fact, you see, the Amen Rishim will say now that the Kontranos, you see, that depends. The Balamoyer himself says that if a baby is not Meitlachas and Yachachas, so then even Reb Nosson would say that one is Chayim Shemitzvah. So that's what Balamoyer Rishito say, because the Balamoyer holds that according to the Rabbonon of Reb Nosson, in order to apply the law of Chayim Sisatzmei, the child must have attained the level of being Ilav Rag. So, but if he's not Ilav Rag, according to Rabbonim of Ranosin, he has a din of a behemoth. But according to Ranosin, behemoth too, we say Chayim Sisatzmei, so maybe a baby who is not Ilav Rag as yet, but who can make footsteps, is like a baby. So maybe according to Ranosin, that by behemoth we don't say Chayim Sisatzmei, so Gabi such a baby we don't say Chayim Sesatzmei either. According to Reb Nosson, that by behemoth we say Chayim Sesatzmei. So maybe a baby who makes footsteps, even though it's not in the Beraglo, we already say Chayim Sesatzmei. Masheik in Balamoya says in so many words, if the baby cannot even make footsteps, so even Reb Nosson will be made it. Even Reb Nosson will be made it that one is Chayim Shmitzoye. So then he's like Tophos. Even though we can crawl. Now, the other Rishonim who say that according to the Rabbonon of Reb Nosson, so as soon as the baby is able to make footsteps, we already applied the Aloha Chayim Sesatzmei, even a little Rabbonon of Reb Nosson. So according to Reb Nosson, even if he's not able to make footsteps, what does it mean? So, but it, so, so, then it means if the baby So they say, most of these Hashem say, that according to Rav Nosson, as soon as a baby is able to crawl, even though it cannot make footsteps, so we already applied a lot of Chalim Sassel. According to Rav Nosson, only it can make footsteps. But according to Moabohea, so according to Rav Nosson, only if it can be able to haggle, and if it can make footsteps, only according to Rav Nosson. Only according to Rav Nosson. So in the Mele, the Yor Rabbi says, the Chibish who taught me Kolkach, Shein Elegeria, Loi Medele Rav Nosson, Rabbon Rav Nosson. So, when had Rabbon made it to Rav Nosson, that we applied our Lachel of Chaim Yisrael Satzmei, only in the make footsteps. But if the baby is not in a position to make footsteps, then the Rabbon are not made it to Rav Nosson. So, according to Rabbon of Rav Nosson, so there is a real Mitzoyer. There is a real Mitzoyer. So that's the reason as to why. That's the reason as to why it's Osea to be midabit such a teenage, because of Exeire, if we let him be midabit such a teenage, he'll carry the tinnik on the shoulders, she will carry the tinnik on her shoulders too. So if the baby can make footsteps already, so then Rav Yehuda says, we don't have to be Exeire. Because if he can make footsteps, so even if he is Nirshon, and the mother will decide to carry the baby on the shoulders, she'll only be even Israel Rabbon, because Chayin says Atzmei. So we don't have to be Gezer, it's here, it's here. Mashein came, if the baby cannot make footsteps, so then the mother is not allowed to be daddy that baby, even though she will not be considered as Nei Sosa. Because after all, when she holds on to the baby and the baby can crawl, so then in effect she just enables the baby to crawl more speedily, to cover more pace with the crawling. But it's the baby who is doing the moving. So maybe Noisase she isn't. But still it's also because of Isaiah. Because if we'll allow the mother to be daddy such a baby, so she might be tempted to carry the baby on the shoulders, then she'll be able to listen to your hands. In other words, so according to your rabbi, the man of Mordechai, so there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rabbi. Now, according to the Shit, that assuming that the aloche of Chaim Yisrael Satzmei takes effect only when the baby is able to make footsteps, and suppose the mother is midabit the baby, and then the baby moves that way. So according to Rashi, it's masemamesh, it's nisase. According to the Ram, it's not nisase. But it's also because of the Zeire, lest the mother will decide to carry the baby on the shoulders. And then there will be an Israelite. Now let's see. Now, Simen Shin Ches, Yishokon Aruch, Sif Nemal, Voyisho Modido is no, Afil Bishus Arab, who will watch a loyti gal rei, Elohe Magbi Aradway Achas, Viani Achas Nio al Oret, Vishen Olel, Achi Yarzel Vioni Achadway, Shinbia, Shinimzo Leo Munishan Aradway Achas. So the Mogavrom says here, the Mogavrom says here, Shaloti Garereyu, Mipnei Shenesis. So then parentheses, Ram. Now what Ram? That's Rashi. The Ram says something else. And the Maimon Mordechai, the Rabbi say that there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ram. So why does he say Ram? The answer is, the Mogavrom knew what he was writing, because there is another Ram. Thank you. So this Ram is an Omid Beis. That Nun Aleph Omid Beis on top. But then there's another Ram, Nun Aleph Omid Aleph, at the bottom. So there it says, bottom, the last line of the Mishnah and that finale from Galo. Shnei glachas and miachachas, shatinik miniyah radlo, kimishat biachas. Avogiri rosa mipnei shenisos. So the Ram mentions Rashi stamtu. So the Mogavrom mentions in the name of the Ram. Why should he mention the name of the Ram when Rashi says it? That's strange. Alright. So it's not. So what the Mogavrom says, Shalitikarereo Mitnishenei says, in parenthesis, Ram, so is true. But the Mishneh Berurah raises a question against the Mogavrom. He says that from the other Ram, it's mashma that the Ram is Chilkan Rashi's Pshat. But, and this is mentioned by the Yorav and my Mordechai. So the question is, how can the Ram this is what the Mishneh Berurah says. Now in Shemua, Shalom Tikar Yireo, Sif Memal, in Sif Shimches, Ayin bin Mishneh Berurah, Shekosafti Biyure, in Mipnei Shenisosa, Kim Kosaf Rashi, Vyavdi Amod Avrom, Kosaf Zeb Shim Aran, Kini Avshi Aran, Kosaf Kim Mishneh Mipnei Rashi, Mikomo Kim Mini Hechech, Shoran Gufe Lizbake, Uvifrat, Shemaran Gufe, אבל אם הוא יוגר משמע דהוג לעצמי סביר בגריר אינו עושה עוד רבו דירותי מאוחה לא מולאים על לשום קוטל כזה שגיר שתירד לו לא ימיד לרבון או רבנוסי תהיה פלאי ודרבון או בלעב לא יכול עושה אפילו רבנוסי אם נעימה בגריר כמו נשיא אם נעימה בגריר הוא כמו נשיא המאמש אלו ודאי בגריר אינו עושה לצנת נשיא המאמש why? Because when the mother holds on to the hands of the baby and the baby is able to crawl by itself, but when the mother holds on to the hand, so then the baby does all the crawling, but he does it at a faster speed, but it's the baby who is doing it, it's not that the mother is pulling the baby. The Kotel says Elavada Yitriri Yosel Metam Shal Yobay Liso Yisei Al Tsefe Val Kol Choch Lerabot Rabnos Loi Mach Mavino Bozeh Kmo Yomadit Lerabot ומשמוך ומצרח הרן לא אימא, דביקותם כזה, דביקותם כזה, שגיר השני רד לו, לא ימי די רבונו לרבנוס, ולוי זה איסה יוי זה ורעיסה, ועל כל חוך החמירו רבונו, על בדרי, על בדרי. So now we're talking, so how does the Mishneh Berurah explain the two apparently contradictory runs? In other words, that the run on the medale So there he only mentions Rashi's Pshat, even though he doesn't say Rashi Kosav. But he's the Derech, he doesn't have to say Rashi Kosav, because usually he mentions Rashi's Pshat. And then in Omid Beis, he mentions his Pshat, of course. I mean, everybody can feel that there is Ideichak in that. I mean, so it's Mashma that what the Ram says, and Omid Aleph, he also represents his own Shita. Otherwise he would say, Rashi being. But he doesn't say, Rashi says, the Ram says mutation says. Now, I want to discuss now another question. There is a tshuva in Rabbi Kleider.
I don't mistake. I took the wrong sefer. All right. I took a shinkubetzos from the office. He said, okay, it doesn't make any difference. Yitshuve chof ches. In tshuves Rabbi Kveiger. So, there, someone asked Rabbi Kveiger Arishayle whether one is allowed to carry a baby who is not Hilel Beraglov, but who can make footsteps, to carry him in a city that has no air. And the assumption is that all the cities in Europe that had no air, they didn't have a campus. I mean, like the Psak of the Ramon, that without Shishim Ribe, so it cannot be a Rishisara. So in other words, so that's the Shach, where the one is allowed to carry a baby who can make footsteps, not him of Raglov, but can make footsteps in a campus. So then he mentions that the Mogen Avrom says that it's also, because Mid Rabbanon, most Rishayim say, even though it's not mentioned by all Rishayim, and there is a possibility that the Shittas Rambam is to the contrary, but most Rishayim do say that when someone carries a child, even the child that is Hilel Beraglov, on his shoulders in the Rishis Rabbim, so he's either an Isra Rabbim. There is no Gemara that says there is an Isra Rabbim. The Rosh Narambam is Sheini Maser. So from Rosh Narambam it would be Mashma that there is no Isra to carry a child, because it's not a Maser. But the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, the Ran, Rashi, they all say that an Isra Rabbim there is. What is mentioned in the Gemara is that Alibid Rab Nosi, that Rabnosen says that the Aloch of Chani says Atzmei applies to all Balachayim, but Rabnosen is made that it's also the Rabbonon, let's say, to carry a dog in the Rishus Rab. That is a Gemara before Rishus. But there is no Gemara that says that according to Rabbonon of Rabnosen, so it's also to meet the Rabbonon to carry a child who can walk. There is no such Gemara. But Rashi says it, and the Ramban says it, the Rashba says it, the Ritva says it, the Ran says it. Now, so that's the Rishis Rab. How about the Kamelis? So the Pritvue, that's one of the Achreini, so he said, he passed it, that in as much as in the Rishis Rab, carrying a child is only in Yisrael Rabbonon, so the Melim Kamelis, it's Mutal HaTchile. Because it's Xerah. So it's like the cave, the Machlek is a Bayan Drove. Now, whether one is allowed to stand, now one is not allowed to stand in the Rishus HaYochid and drink in the Rishus Rabbi. Because of Xerah, maybe he'll pull the Kele towards him. So, how about the Kamales? Can one stand in the Rishus HaYochid and drink in the Kamales, or stand in the Kamales and drink in the Rishus HaYochid? So Abaye says, we are Gezer. Rove says, we are not Gezer. We pass like Rove. Why? Because it's exer. So the Pritue paskins that in as much as carrying a child in the Rishus Rabbim is only Yosam the Rabbonon, so Mimele in the Kamelis is Muzal Chatzim. Now, so the Pritue realized that the Mogen Avrom Shita is the country. Now, is this Mogen Avrom in Simen Shin Ches, Siv Memal? Siv God Memale. Siv God Memale. I have not here. Oh, I'm sorry. They told me. Now, so Siv God Memale, but it's Siv God in the Mogen Avrom. Afilu b'shus Rabbi, or Yishom Galil Lezma Afilu b'shus Rabbi. So Sifayin, Sifkot Nayim in the Mogen Avrom. Do Afilu Tagdienu Poter V'Chayim Yitzes Atzmei. V'Neisei Kofus Yichayim L'Chayim. V'Neisei Nes Anuach Yitzchil Guf. So what he says, but then Sifkot Nayim Aleph, Uvilvat Shalei Tikar Reveyu, Mipnei Shneisis, Ram, Mashma Bisvirlei, Yehave Kimi Shneisis. So what does the Mogen Avrom say? That in view of the fact that the Ran says that there is, he doesn't mention the name of Rashi, he mentioned the name of the Ran. Alright, so he says, in view of the fact that that the Ram says that the reason is why we got a rape is because, in effect, she is carrying him when she holds on to the baby's hands and the baby keeps on crawling. So, in effect, she pulls him. So, the melee should follow that according to the Ram, it's also anatomy, she's a rabbi for a mother to be mitadit, a baby who cannot make footsteps, who can only crawl, but in the Carmelis, it's also for a mother to be mitadit, such a baby. So the Pritvue is massive. I'm the Mogavon. Pritvue, that's one of the early, he lived before the Rabbi. So the Pritvue is Matre Bishteno Dai the Mogavon. A single Mogavon, didn't make sense. So the Pritvue says, how can the Mogavon say that it's Osea to be that according to the Ram's pshat, that the reason is why it's Osea to be mitadet the baby that cannot make footsteps is because Mitnei can Nisasei, so the male even the Kamlas is Osea, that means that the Kamlas is also to be Nisei baby, such a baby. Why should it be Osea to carry on the shoulders a baby that cannot make footsteps? True, there is no so that mashma disvirei the havek mishenei. The imkei apilu bikarmeles osa. So he says. So even bikarmeles, it should be osa because since holding on to the baby that cannot make footsteps is like carrying on the shoulders. So even bikarmeles, it's osa to carry such a baby. Bikulame, I'm simen shinum ches. Bikulame, the cotton kolkach shenos. שצורך לגלל נוס יחי את חתוס וכי כוסה התסת דחת דלת all right, this is the moment. So then he mentions the סימן חופכס והרב רב מיישה על דבר שהוא עושה איני סרטים את הלכת ובעיר שאין לו חיים או ביצור עשה פסח אחרי שרים הפוסקים סביר לו יעטו עם מונו משוס הרבי היא מתמוק אברום סימן שינחס סיפקות נעינה וכוסה שלו יתיקה וכי הוא מתמשלי סיסורן אם כן אפילו מכם לסוס ביו דיבר אבו נבום, דיני עטור, איזה ילידדס, ואם הוא חי ובאי, ביקרנו. So, now it's also to be מידדה, ודימורס, the price says, that you can only be מידדה, ואם הוא חי ובאי, במחוץ, where it's a question of your moves, but in the שסרה בונה. So, the tour says, that it's also, even the קרמלס, to be מידדה, ואם הוא חי ובאי. והבסיוט, ובסיוסף, ישחיל את הנתור. Rabbi Yosef, so the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that. That too. Rabbi Yosef Tamo, King of Yisrael, Zeir Hashem in Yisrael, or in King of Kamal Eshore, they have a Zeir in Zeir. So the Rabbi Yosef has a Kashi, since the Zeir is only Shem in Yisrael, so the Kamal is, it should be Muta. Uf Yisrael, in the forest, the Madik Tonet must listen to the Tilik, Imu Yogir Eroser, the Tilik Yehai, the Amrino Chai Yitzi Esatzi, because we don't make Shemo Yisroel Kmo Yibbeim Ochayu Beim. In other words, there's a Ram's shot that it's not like Nisose. So this is what the Mogavon means. The Mogavon mentions the first Ram Anom Dal, which is Rashi's shot. That the time the business why it's also going to be the baby that cannot make footsteps is only gay there. So because in English it is Asim. So he says Vim Kein Afil Kamos. The meditation being that if the reason is why it's also the Midabit maybe cannot make footsteps is because as the Ran alone basis that because of the Xere maybe you carry on the shoulders so it's not in Moche. So maybe it's Xere. It's a very long shot in the Mogavon that shows that Rav Kveiger, learn the delve the every word of the Makafon, not only the every word of Rashi and Tesis and the Gemara, but even into every word of the Makafon. So this is how Rabbi Gleiga explained the Makafon. In other words, Rabbi Gleiga mentions the Pshat of Rashi and Tesis. He mentions the Gemara, but actually that is the Ran of the Rashi. And he doesn't mention the Pshat of the Ran on the base, because of the Zeyre, and they will carry it on the shoulders, because there is a big enough community. If we explain it like Ashi, then the reason is why the Yehuda says that only baby is unable to make footsteps. So it is also to be mitadeit is because of Xenre. Maybe he, by allowing him to be mitadeit, by allowing her to be mitadeit with him, so she'll be tempted to carry the baby on the shoulders, then she'll be able. So by Rishus Rabbi we have to be Gezer. But by Kamlis, it's Gezer and Zeyre. Mashen came, if we say like Rashi's Rab, and like the first Rab, Anom Dalet. So, because when the baby doesn't make footsteps, so then when the mother isn't done the baby, in effect, she pulls it. She's naked. So in the melee, we cannot say even Kamlis should be Osel. Because we cannot say Zere Zere, because Kol Tikkun Rabbanon can rise it. So let us say Kol Tikkun Rabbanon can rise it even according to the Ram's Pshat on the base? No! According to the Ram's Pshat on the base, it has to do with the Machlekes Abaye and Rovet. Machlekes Abaye and Rovet. So in other words, the Klal is as follows. I mentioned it in Dav Gimel in Shabbos. But the Gemara says that the Mishnah in Tzias HaShabbos spells out only that the Rabbonons that also in the Chiyut Chatos, but doesn't spell out the Rabbonons that is not also in the Chiyut. So we have three Shittas. Rashi applies them to Achilles without Anoches. The Ramban applies them to Anoches without Achilles. The Rivo and the Rabbis of Rashi apply it to the Chiyut Rishuyas. So we said that there are two Rabbonons in Shabbos. One the Rabbonon in Shabbos is like carrying the Chabbos. So it's also only the Rabbonon. But with the Rabbonon it's in the Loch of Itzoy. Midrash is not itzoy in the Kamlis, only Rishis Rabin, midrabon is itzoy. So the melee, if somebody will be the Chalshabi with a Hesse, in the Miloch of itzoy in the Kamlis, so it will be a Muma midrabon. It will be a Miloch of the Kulim midrabon. But then, there are other midrabonons. Let's say that the Rabbonon, that the Rabbonon, Goyam, Dodo, Rishis Ayochi, Rishis 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 Rabin, Zeyre, maybe he'll pull the Kelim towards him. So if somebody will do that, if I say, will not become a woman, it's a Rabbonon. It's a Rabbonon, it's not the Chal Shabbos, it's a Rabbonon, not the Chal Shabbos. So the Rabbonon that is also in the Chiyut Chatos is in the Rabbonon of Itzoy. The other Rabbonon, he just exerted. So the question is, which Rabbonon is the Rabbonon of Itzoy, which Rabbonon is just exerted? So we have that Machlekes, Rashi, Ramban, the Bo, and Yom. So in other words, so there are two Rabbonons. So the Mele, see if the Rabbonon, something is considered miroche, even though midraise it's not miroche, but as long as midrabonon it's miroche, so even the kamus it's osea, because kol the tikkun rabonon can raise the tikkun. The Ramban says it, and now the more. So he says, he has the kashe. Why does the more say that you can be made to mess in Kamlis if you play that place. So, I'll leave it there a beauty. If I'll leave it there a beauty. So, according to Rav Shimon, you should be able to be made to mess. Even if you're a rabbi, you can play that place because it's more shit than only Bumbo. And then he asks the Kashi, why do we have to resort to play that place even without the ability to play that place? Because it's a Kamalas, according to Rav Shimon. So first of all, it's a Kamalas, and then it's a Moshe, and it's a Holy Bukho. So even without the Kamalas, it should be allowed. Because it's a Moshe, and it's a Holy Bukho. And it's a Kamalas, so it's a Rabbonon, so it's there, it's there. So the Ramban gives it cloud, mentions it cloud. He says that Kol Tikkun Rabbonon came the right. In other words, so the Mele, since the Chachomim Aser, Poches Michel Regres, so we cannot say, in the Kamalas, it should be Mutalechatchila to carry the Poches Michel Regres. Inasmuch as English is Arabic, Pochas Medigregas is only Miserabonov. So in the Carmelist, Pochas Medigregas should be zero is there. Because only the Carmelist can write it. So this is what Rabbi Kinevia is saying in explaining the Rabbi Abba. So the words, so he's saying, of his saying, before he might tell him as this little kimo yege rosa, he didn't get high, lo yam vino, chai is his hats made, because in a mission of his own, boy, beim chai vei, in kim kam, le shon, in tabeis, so he ran, because follow the mass listen, we moye gele rosa, in kishin is our say, al se kosav, in kishlema, kim din atam shin zeo, shen in senu, elu dhaven in zimamesh, min mele gam ikam le soser. Become the source. So in other words, Rabbi Kinevia is saying, so this is what the Mogna Pro means. According to Rashi's Pshat, so that means it is so that means that it's in Tzoye, with Nation Sassi. So it's in Tzoye, so in many ways, called Tiki Rabbonon, Kinderizing. Called Tiki Rabbonon, Kinderizing. Now, so then he mentions, so it's mashmas, so then he mentions the pritvo, because Zochinu Medin is Virelei, Lavot Avon, the Abde Hirche Mishaya Chai Mises Atzmei, we come walk in Kibim with Rabon and Osea, Gam Bikamu Lesosha. We erach because Ele Hitzim Das Baal Pritvoe. The Dochol in Avon Bebeis Yodayim. Kind die Bishus Arabim habe Raktu, aber was er, mit Meile bekam es Mutter, da habe ich sehr und sehr, wie sehe ich nicht, da habe ich aber nach Rom Atzmi noch ist, was er, ich muss ich beahmen, mit Hitten Trilo die Rehe ran, because of Allah, wie ein Kind am bekam es aus er. So, mir richtet ihm kein Wert, was mich das Arabi ist, Josef, die Rolle hatte ich dann ist bei ihm, wie kam es, da habe ich sehr und sehr, aber für noch ein Zwirle, mich das Arabi, da habe ich gewisse Mamesh, außer, mich in die Zwirle, in der Tat, gehe ich in Rabonne, mich in Zere, gehe nach Hidl, ja, mit Gott, mich das Arabi, mich in Zayochi, wie Gott, mich in Zayochi, wo sie habe, wie kam es, sehr und sehr, wie kein Bahi, die sehe ich, wie sie in mir, die Oslo Chazal mit Zere, die mir jase Hakel, wo sie, wie kam es, habe ich sehr und sehr, aber wie so ist Achai, der in Tam Chazal mit Tam Zere, Elodie Oslo, der habe ich das Masse, wo sie gar nicht kam es aus. So in other words, so it seems that he is ready to come to the Pritvue. The Pritvue is massive, we stay alive. And the Mogavro, as to why the Mogavro says that you're not allowed to carry a child that can walk, even the Kamales, because home did not want to get the rights taken. So he says, no, it's like Zere Zere. So he is massive kind of people. And he says, it's not Chayach to say Zere Zere. When is it Chayach to say Zere Zere? When the Rishus HaRabim itself is not in the Loche. When someone stands in the Rishus HaYochi and drinks in the Rishus HaRabim, as long as he doesn't put the Kehle to him, he is not doing it in the Loche, even the Rabbonim doesn't do it in the Loche. But it's Zere. So maybe the Kamer is not Zere. But if the Rabbonim is doing it in the Loche, so the neighbor even become a sitzor ser, because all the things Rabbonon came reise. So it seems that he agrees with the Mogavon. But then he says at the end, that's very strange. We need to be there a choye or yonirli. Kim dein le'amog Rabbon, raya machas, le'esei ritzor asachai, become less, lo'zei rishlotin le'okil, al b'neitzi mamish become less. Kim b'rof ha'poskim, Zuma Samoya Svirley, Ibe Chai Gavne Amuna Chai Lise Satsli. Abo Bikotten Sutamine, Kiven, Di Bilabo Che Aran Kosa, Di Bigeri Ole Meide Chachomim Ole Nosen, so the Meile, he's not mad. So the Rabbeinah is mad ala Aloche to carry a child that can make footsteps, even though he's not in the Bilago, in his city, in the Tesno Ere. Why? Because he relies on the Pesach of Ramo, that without Chishim Ribei, it is harmless. So the male, in harmless, a child that can make footsteps, so according to most Rishonim, would apply the law of Chai Yisrael Satzmi, so he's better to carry. So why Why is he so angry at the Pritvo? So he, in effect, agrees with the Pritvo. So the answer is, he is angry, not angry, but his righteous indignation and the covet, the reverence that is due to the Mokabron. So arouse this righteous indignation against the Pritvo, even though the Pritvo was not a Kapitan either, because of the way he was massacred against the Mokabron. One second. The way the Pritvo was massacred by Mokabron, because the Pritvo writes as if the Mokabron made a mistake. So Rabbi Gamaliel pointed out to the Pritvo, the Mokabron didn't make any mistake. The Mokabron also knew that depth of wonders that the Pritvo knew. I mean, that Zerah, we pass like Robin. But the Mokabron emphasized that in view of the fact that it's considered like Chisase, so Mimele, it is also even the Kabbalists. Even the Kabbalists. So why do we have to mention that? Because if it is on the basis of Exere, if it is on the basis of Exere, so then the Kabbalists should be also, because it's Exere. But since it's not on the basis of Exere, maybe if we allow the mother to be Midabit, a baby who doesn't make footsteps, so maybe she might be tempted to carry on the shoulders. But that itself, the mentality itself is carrying. So maybe is so whatever is also in a vicious rabbi is also in a countess. Now, so then, but then he said, so the question is, so why is Imachria like the Pritvah? So the Pritvah is not right, and if the Pritvah is right, so why is it, does it recommend the Pritvah as to why he was Matri Mishiyadai? So it seems that the Abitreya here had, that he doesn't discuss Abitreya. But in other words, Abitreya here had a certain shire. Now this aloha that most Meshim say, that even though Chai is necessary, but in the Rabbon is also there, what kind of the Rabbon is it? Is the Pshat, because we have two kinds of the Rabbons. We have one Rabbon, we know of the Rabbon, that why would the Rai say it's not Osea, it's not the Moche, but in the Rabbon it is Moche, let's say carrying the Kamalas. So in the Rai say carrying the Kamalas is not the Moche, but with the Rabbon, carrying the Kamalas is mamish like carrying which is a Rabbon with the Rai. That's one kind of the Rabbon. Then we have another Rabbon. So according to Rashi, so the Rabbon of Akiras without Anoches, so that's in the Rabbon of Chil Shabbos. The Rabbon of Anoches without Akiras, he just exaggerated. It's another kind of Rabbon. Now, so this is a Rabbon that you're not allowed to carry a child to the Rabbi. And many of the Shem say that Rashi, the Rambam, the Rajbo, the Litvo, the Ram. What kind of Rabbon? So we can say that whereas in the Raisi, so the fact that the person lightens his own burden, so Mele, he's not a Masi in the Tosh Rambam. He's not a Masi. Because if he lightens his own burden, so he's not a Masi. So that's what I say. But with Rabbon, it is in us. So the Mele, it should be also in Kamalas. But we can say, if with the Reis, Chaimis is asking twice, it's not a Masse. So with Rabbon, it's not a Masse either. But the Chomim will just say something that is not like the Reis. So, but with Rabbon, because of Exeter, if we allow a person to carry a child to make footsteps, who can walk with our glove, so it might be led to carry a child who cannot make footsteps either. And then there would be an Issa Raise. So because of that, the Chachomim asked to carry a child, even if he can walk with our glove. So it's Exera. If it's Exera, so it's Exera. So the Mele, in Kamalas, it should be with that. So he just was massacred about Pit War as to why the Pit War, was deichet the Mognavrom, Mishayodayim, as if the Mognavrom didn't know what he was saying. So he pointed out that the Mognavrom knew all the wonders that was involved. And the Mognavrom comes to the conclusion that it's also to carry a child who can walk in the countless. Why? Because the Mognavrom, Shite was that while with the rice, Chaim says that's going twice, it's not a masse, but the Chachomim won't be sake that it is a masse. Chachomim won't be sake that it is a masse. It is a masse. But he comes to the conclusion, no, that the Beis HaRabbonon is just exile. So Mimele, he's mine. Now, here there is a big parallel on the Mishneh Berurah, big parallel. You see, so whether one is allowed to carry a child who can walk in the townless is a matter of apostle. The Modabrom Shite is that it's Osir. The Chayodom also says it's Osir. But if it's worth asking, that it's Mutter. And Rabbi Gleiger, while he defended Modabrom against the Asogia of the Kifur, but in the end, his Machriya, Ledine, that it's Mutter. So there is a Machriya, it's apostle. The Mishneh Berurah says there is no Machriya, it's apostle. Everybody agrees. And then Rav Shlomo Kluger in Zagoyes on the Shpanov also says that it's muta to carry a child who can walk in the tunnels. So there are a number of Achrei who say that it's muta. Of course, the Mogavrom, the Chayodom, they say that it's us. Now the Mishneh Berurah says here So he says that it's only muter to be redabed a baby that he can make footsteps. Avoriso is outside faith, behind the mission yochel redabed. Suppose the mother cannot do it. Rivada he can become the source. Rivada he can become the source. Keep the Yoshusarabi Mulisa the rights and mamish. Liso is in the middle of the timeless Mulisa the Rabbi. ואפילו אם מי שיוכל את הנעשה, הסביר את המופסקים, והנעשה ניסה, דרבונות, גם כן, אין לי הוטו לקמלס, נדמי את סכנטו את הפסק עוד דרפני, גם כן אין לי הוטו לקמלס, כיפי מדרבונות, ניסי העסכה יוכנשות בו לממש, שוב אין חילוק בזה בין קמלס לשזרד. Well, this is what Rabgiridia says in explaining the Mogavrom, but Rabgiridia's own Achoy is not like that. ואין די מלימה שעוס ומתם זרה, כמו אם כמה מסימן שינויים סיפרת, ויאנו לא משתיוך עם יצירי של שסרבים, ואיש נשום, ובקרם לסמותיה, דרוס אמור רק עם תם זרה. וחלשינו את שם היובים, אם אינו, כי יום יום אבר על סדר אייסי, ובקרם לסויגוז, מה שאין כמיליוננו, ואיש עוס ומסו בקרם לס, לא יחיל קוביניין, ועוס ובי כל דובו שעוס ובי יצירי של שסרבים, כי מוכח מהמות נעברום בריש, סיפקות נעין עליו, יעבירו ביקות מי שיוכל לדעדי זה, in other words, he can make footsteps, יש על מיסיו זה מצל רבונון, גם חבר שכוסר, שלא ידעת הקרעי הוא כוי על מי שיוכל לדעדי זה, ואת לא חמה שמה רבון, ומסיו זה עושה בקמרס, וכי כוסר בחייר, החיודון בגרץ, וזה רב שכונות. רב קריגה היא דוזן מנשי, פריטבוי היא דוזן מנשי, רב שלא בקרוגיה היא דוזן מנשי. So I don't know whether it is for the Kavone he doesn't mention, in order that people shouldn't be Mekil, and the Mishneh Berurah himself was disposed towards the Shite of the Mogavrom. I don't know what he says, that is definitely not. He doesn't mention that there is a big Machlok Sakos. One second. We raise the question, how is it that the Ram mentions two contradictory pshotim? First, so the Mishneh Berurah says that Anome Dalet, he just means, the Ram means to quote the Rashi's pshat. And Anome Beis, that's his own pshat. Well, that, there is a Deichak. So it's possible, it's very possible that there is no stira between the two things. Now, according to what Rav Gileadia said in the Mogavrom, according to what Rav Gileadia, which is a very important result, that if something, that there are two kinds of the rabbonos that are also a chance. One rabbonon is it the Rabbanon of Meloch? So even though with the Reis it's not Meloch, but with the Rabbanon it's Meloch. Let's say like carrying poches mechikrei kibush esarav. So with the Reis it's not the Tzoy, it's not the Dabachoshe. With the Rabbanon even poches mechikrei kibush has some chshibes, not sufficient chshibes that it should be considered the Dabachoshe with the Reis. But it has a little bit of chshibes. So mimele, mid rabbonon is considered a bachoshu. So it's a milochim. Then there is a rabbonon like miyamu dodom b'shus ayochi v'yishte b'shus nami. So if it is tam mid rabbonon mitzere, so it becomes less with us, so because it's a mitzere. If mid rabbonon, it is a milochim, whatever the reason is why the chachomim won't be sake, that I can eat. But as long as with the rabbonon it's a milochim, so kol tikkun rabbonon with the ice tikkun, it applies to Carmelis as well. So the melee. Now the Ran Anom Beis, as the Elio Rabbe points out, definitely holds that even though as far as the Aloha of Chaim Yitzchak Satzmi is concerned, so that depends upon the ability of making footsteps. And if a baby can only crawl, cannot make footsteps, so then we don't say Chaim Yitzchak Satzmi. But when the mother is midat the baby, and the baby keeps on falling that way, so then there is no tzoyeh. There is no tzoyeh. Why isn't there any tzoyeh? Because since the baby is able to crawl, so when the mother is midat the baby, so then the baby by itself crawls at the greater speed. So it is just as according to the Balamoya. Now, according to the Balamoya, so we only apply the Aloha Chayim Yitzchak Satzmi if the baby is able to raglo. But if the baby is just able to make footsteps, not able to raglo, so then if somebody will carry such a baby on the shoulders, he'll be chayim. Still, Rabbi Yehuda says that if the baby is neglachas maniachachas, so the mother is allowed to be midadit. We're not gazing on able to carry the baby on the shoulders. But when the midadit itself becomes considered, so yeah, the answer is true, he cannot be a brago. But when no one holds on to it, but when the mother holds on to both hands, then the baby is a brago. So it's not the mother carries. So here too, the Ram, Anom Beis, says that even though he's not able to make footsteps, but he's able to crawl, when the mother holds on to the baby's hands, then the baby is crawling at the greatest. But the Chachomim asked. So in other words, so the Ramshita could be that midiraisa it's not considered nezik. Because true that the Aloha of Chaim Yitzchak Satzmi doesn't apply to such a case, but so only when the mother carries the baby on the shoulders, then the mother is carrying the baby. But when the mother holds under the hands of the baby and the baby keeps on crawling, so at the greatest speed, so the baby is doing the crawling. But so midiraisa it's not considered nezik, but midirabonon it's considered nezik. Midirabonon it's considered nezik in view of the fact that without the mother holding down, the baby wouldn't be able to crawl so fast. So mimele, why is the baby able to crawl so fast? Because the mother holds down to the hands of the baby. So midirabonon it's considered nezik. So there is no mystery between what the Ran says Anom Aleph and what the Ran says Anom Beis, because the Ran says Anom Aleph then Mishkenisase, so he means with the Rabbon Mishkenisase, with the Rai says not Nisase. So then you ask, so why does he have to mention the Xeira? Because in view of the fact that the Rabbon are not related to the Nosi in regard to each other. In regard to a child that does not make footsteps, that is only able to crawl, so the melee it's also to be not such a child because of the zere, maybe it will carry the child. No, but we don't have to resort to zere maybe to carry the child. With Rabbanon, this itself is carrying. The answer is, as I mentioned many times, I mean what the Rishonim say regarding Mayim Shloshim. So the Gemara says Mayim Shloshim is one of the three takones that is used at the time. One of the three. That means all other takones have a time. So Tate says the whole Shomer Kishen is saying, my Mishmosh no Rutzo is a Tam, in order to make business transactions more convenient. So why is Gemara saying that my Mishmosh is unique in not having a Tam? The answer is because usually every Takonis Chachomim has two times. There is a rationale as to the why, and there is a rationale as to the how. So the why of my Mishmosh, we know. In order to make business transaction more convenient, not to handicap business. If a person could be makhlei chayim or be going to another, so then it would interfere with business transactions. If you couldn't give away, transfer a chayim that somebody owes him to another, to a third party. So that's a very good rationale, a very good reason as to the why of the takonet marishosh. But all other takonets besides the why, there is a good reason as to the how also. Let's say Taladam Shalom came his way. So the why is the Gemara says in Mitzia Shnayel is Kin Los Lam Tzui. Because sometimes the Mitzia will come to the Taladam of one person. Then another person will grab it, so it will be confusing to all kinds of conflicts and fights. So because of that, the Chachomim were misaking the Taladam Shalom came his way. The one in whose Taladam is a certain Mitzia came in first, he's came in. So that's a good reason as to the why. But what's the how? So there's a good reason as to the how too. Because after all, if it's in the Adam Shalom, so that's the Rishus Shalom. So it appeals to the common sense of a person that he should acquire title. Because after all, it was in his dominion. It was in his Adam this Rishus Shalom. Why we have a good reason as to why, there is no reason as to the how. So that's an exception. But usually every takone, besides the reason as to why, has a reason as to the how. I mentioned it many times. So the Chachomi were misaking that when you midadel a baby that cannot make footsteps, so that's considered Hitzoya Min Rabbanon. But how is it considered Hitzoya Min Rabbanon? In order that the Takonis Chachomim should not look Yechuche V'Yitruve. That's the reason as to why Rishayim say that usually Takonis Chachomim have a reason as to the why and the reason as to the how. So in order that the Takonis Chachomim, shouldn't look Yechuche V'Yitruve. It should make sense to the layman, to the layman's mind. So the question is, it might look Yechuche V'Yitruve, because everybody knows that when you are midadit a person, let's say according to Balamoyah. So the Chayis is actually applies only to the child as Zeh L'Raglo. So even if the child is not Zeh L'Raglo, so then you are allowed to be midadit. Why are you allowed to be midadit? Because then you're not carrying it. So in the Chachomim of Aveya were not gazing that the Rabbanit should be considered like carrying it. Why not? Because Bimtzias you're not carrying it. The mother is not carrying it. So here too, Bimtzias, the mother, when she's midadi the baby that cannot make footsteps, and then the baby calls by itself, that's the reason why the Rishis say it's not considered lazy. Because the mother is only helping the baby to grow at a higher speed. So why should the Chachomim be misake? Why should the Chachomim be misake that in the Rabbono, if it is considered itzoe? So the reason is why the Chachomim were misake, that in the Rabbono it should be considered like lazy because of that zeh. But in final analysis, Midrash says it's not itzoye, and Midrabonon it is itzoye. So there is no stira between the two. There is no stira between the two grounds. And now we can understand as to why the Bogavrom certainly knew that Rashi also explained it. If he was evoking in the rounds, so he was evoking the Rashi too. So why should the Bogavrom cite the round, not cite Rashi? The answer is, the Mogavrom wanted to point out that even when something is in Roche and Rabbonon, so it still applies to Kamas. So that's why he mentioned. So if he mentioned Rashi, so we could say Rashi holds that Midrash is Itzoy. Right? How do we know that according to Rashi, if a woman is midakin a baby that cannot make footsteps, so according to Rashi, it is that according to Rashi, it's not the tzoyim l'raisa. Maybe according to Rashi, it's the tzoyim l'raisa. In view of the fact that the baby could grow, but only at the lower speed it could grow. Now it grows at the higher speed, so that means that the mother is pulling the baby, so it's like dragging on the floor, and even a mitabjeh. How do we know that it's only the Rabbanon? So Rashi, the Rabbanon couldn't mention Rashi, but he mentions the Ram. And there is another Ram that on the surface appears to contradict this Ram. So the only way to reconcile the two Rams is by saying that midraise, the Ram holds, it's the mother is not considered to be carrying, but the Rabbanon is considered carrying. Since midraise is not considered carrying, so the question arises, why should the Chachomim run counter to the Chachomim? So the Ram, Yanom Beis, gives a reason, the Gzeire. Because of that Gzeire, the Chachomim declare that as Itzoye, even though midraise is not considered Itzoye. So anyway, so maybe that means that it's only Itzoye with Rabbanon. And even though, so he wanted to point out that even in Kabbalah, it will be Osea. Why? Because in order to point out that even in such a case, where it's only in Lochem and Rabbonon, in the Rishus Rabbin, so he could argue that it's in Kabbalah, Shmutal Hatrile, but in as much as in Rabbonon, in Rishus Rabbin, it is in Lochem and Rabbonon. It's not just an Israel Rabbonon, it's an independent Zera. So the main way called the Rabbonon can rise to me. That's why the Mognavon cited the Ram and didn't cite Rashi, in order to point out an extra Chiddush, that where something is also Yoshua Sarabim, with Rabbonon, so then it is also the Kabbalah as well. It's also the Kabbalah. Now let's see the Rambam here. Now on this question, the Mishneh Berurah doesn't mention that there is a machlokes haposkim as to whether one is allowed to carry a child in a kamelis, a child that can walk. But there is a machlokes achreiut. So the Ramban mentions that she. And now the Gemara. Ramban didn't learn it. The Gemara says there was a mess in a certain place, and he was lying in the sun, so the Chachomim were matir them to carry the mess in the Kamelis, because Kamelis is only in the Rabbanon, so Kovid Abriyes is Deiche, and it's in the Rabbanon. So Miko Kamine Yerushu Sarabi. No, the Ramban. Rashi himself says that Rav Nachman was only matir to carry out the Karmelis on Shabbos, to carry out the mess in the Karmelis on Shabbos, to carry taking away from the Karmelis on Shabbos, only out the Kikyotinik. Because as far as the Issa Tukumitzi is concerned, the mess is Mukzeh.